Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 256, Evangelism in God's Design. Many who study a strange, unlikely book in the Bible, the Song of Solomon, are discovering, for one thing, that it's quoted extensively in the New Testament, especially by Jesus. This removes the lingering doubts that maybe its sexual content slipped into the Bible by mistake. Yes, the book is to be read reverently. Its alluring glimpses of paradise are not bad to imagine, because the message gets across unmistakably that it's Jesus himself who is the lover yearning to become fully one with his bride in a consummation. Paul cites the Song of Solomon when he speaks of Christ's goal for the church that it be without spot. We have a ways to go. Jesus quotes the Greek version the Septuagint in his message to the leadership of the last of the seven churches when he tells of knocking, knocking, at the door. But the source in the Song of Solomon turns out to be a sad vignette. It describes the young woman who was loved so dearly as selfishly snuggling warm in bed on a cold rainy night while her poor lover is barred at her door, forced to keep knocking while he remains outside, lonely, cold, hungry, wet, and obviously the one whose disappointment is beyond description. But Christ's most delightful quote is in John 7, verse 37 and 38, where he frankly identifies the Song of Solomon as the scripture and clarifies forever what true evangelism means according to his view. Evangelism is the accepted name for doing what Jesus commanded when he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." It's interesting to see what the Song of Solomon says about that. It's something that Jesus didn't just say quietly to the 12. He stood and cried out that everyone attending that last day, that great day of the feast, could hear a message that was bursting forth from his soul. And it was a quotation from the Song of Solomon. "If you're thirsty," he said, "come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." This is not a mere profession of accepting Christ like you enroll in an insurance policy. This is a thirsty soul famishing of inward dryness, eagerly drinking every drop of spiritual moisture in a clearer grasp of gospel truth than he has ever before understood. The dry gospel has become life itself. Thus believing is defined, it's not head knowledge, but the yearning in Jesus' soul now transplanted into your soul. You now actually love the Bible with the enthusiasm of your former worldly addictions. You have become a bubbling spring of fresh water of life. Everyone who comes in contact with you in life is refreshed by something you have said about the truth of the gospel. Your heart has become a treasure store of gospel truth. You have become one of those 144,000 whose passion is to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. This becomes a clearer definition of what it means to believe. It's self-humbling. You want to pray that although I believe, yet help my unbelief. You're hesitant now to boast of your so-called faith. Like Moses, you're not even aware that your face is shining. This is evangelism in God's design. It's ordinary people who bubble over humbly with pure gospel truth that has satisfied their own soul thirst.